Most of the time, I'd say a bomb tech has the best job in the world. But when nothing happens, that's really when they earn their pay. Oh, looks like that's my problem.
Next, it's over to Greg.
Now, one of the key parts of myth-busting is data.
I am totally psyched about numbers.
Now, explosions are no exception. But usually the type of data we're trying to get is whether a person lives or dies.
Well, that was definitely the death zone.
For that, our favorite tool is this, the Oseco Rupture Disc. Now, this is a carefully engineered metal disc that's designed to burst when it experiences a certain pressure.
Dude, the burst disc.
Totally intact.
Now, the beauty part is that it's a binary system. There's no complex graphs to interpret. There's no numbers to crunch. It's either not burst or burst. It's very simple, and you get your answer right away.
Simple and quick. Just the way the Mythbusters like it.
That's awesome! I love results!
Meanwhile, back at the bunker, Carrie's feeling the pressure.
Back when we were on the letter E, we talked about the science of explosions, where we concentrated on chemical explosions.
Lovely!
But there's another kind of explosion, pressure vessels. Now, we do these a lot on Mythbusters, and we're going to do one right now.
And for that, they need three things. A pressure vessel, a heat source, and a don't try this at home warning.
A pressure vessel explosion is a mechanical explosion. And the way it happens is you take a sealed vessel and you increase the pressure inside of it to the point where the vessel can no longer hold that pressure. When it ruptures, it creates an explosion. But you know what? We have never done a can of shaving cream.
Until now.
You know what my favorite part about pressure vessels are?
Waiting for the boom. You never know quite when they're going to go off.
I love that.